And welcome. We are here giving you a sneaky peek into our season three with this lovely little trailer. I am, as always, Jessica.
And I am Emma. Season three is going to be coming out in October. I believe that's when we've decided. I'm sure when we put this up, we'll have a firm date.
Official date.
Look at mid-diary and I think we need to decide. So we're just going to tell you a bit about what's going to be different this season as opposed to the last couple of seasons we've done. We're just having a little shake up to do something slightly different, but I think we'll probably go back to doing our 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
This time you're getting more books for your ears.
Oh, absolutely. I feel like it's kind of an amalgamation of like our monster romance special and our Christmas special type stuff with also us focusing on tropes and, you know, particular themes. And
things.
It's best of both worlds. Really,
well, this is it. Season. So, yeah, when you come to fantasy, there is something that sticks out as quite a big thing that is notable in lots of fantasy, not just romance, fantasy all over, which are these lovely tropes that you get in all books, but in fantasy, there are some very big, specific ones.
Yeah, some of them are just like quite a lot. Particular, if you're going to find really good examples of them. And they can work particularly well because they're fantasy or sci-fi. Like, you can get like proper invested. Just spoiler alert, maybe. Like, shall I or not? Should we talk about which? Like, one being that comes to mind to me, being enemies to lovers, is a particular trope that we see a lot in fantasy and sci-fi, but you also get it obviously in normal, you know, like contemporary or historical.
Yeah.
But for me, it's like, particularly with contemporary, it's not really enemies to lovers, is it? You know, like you don't really have enemies in the contemporary world.
Yeah. there's nobody lining up and sort of hiding in your garden waiting for the lights to go out. If there is,
the stakes are pretty like they're low in comparison to what can happen in a fantasy or a sci-fi novel. Different with historical, because you could literally be on opposing sides of a war or something like that. That can happen. But so we're concentrating on those and why they work like really well in fantasy and sci-fi romance.
Yes, we are. We do have a little bit of a pleasurable one to start with, which is kind of our books that got us into this. So
that's it.
We're starting off with that, showing the world or the people who watch this how we got into it. World.
Our world. If you've come to join us in it.
Yes.
That's it.
We've built our own world. Yeah. So we're going to do that bit first and then go into some of these tropes that we love so much.
Yeah. And we're going to have 6 episodes like we always do in the season anyway. And like Jess said earlier, it's just going to give you more recommendations and show you a little bit of the different flavours of things that Jess likes and that I like and, where they meet in the middle. I don't think we've got many that cross over, which obviously is very different.
Yeah. If you picture seesaw, we are pretty much either end.
Yeah, that's it. But I don't know. Maybe we won't. Maybe we'll
we
find
balance.
Some. That's it. Where we've like go. Oh, I'd like to sit on that side for a little while and try. Let's get in
the
there.
The dark side.
And you skip over to the rom-com side.
Come into the light.
Flick me on the head and then run back to the other side.
Take my biscuits with me.
Yeah.
You send me the biscuits anyway, it's all good.
I was going to say, take your biscuits. I give you the biscuits.
Give me the biscuits.
Right. But we are digressing and being very vague, so we should probably call it.
We will explain biscuits later, it's all good. But come and join us. Learn about biscuits.
Yeah, we'd love
and fancy
to have
romance.
You.
Indeed, we will.
That's it. And it will give you more opportunities for more books to explore and also for you to tell us about your favourite books.
Yeah, give us more books to explore. Because
We
always
need more books on the TV. Of course we do.
If it's not wobbling, it's not good.
Yeah. So when the season is available, it will be like this trailer. It will be on all of the podcast places like Apple and Anchor. And we also have a YouTube channel where you can see our faces. If you want to, you don't have to. Spotify as well. And and then social media if you want to keep up to date with when we're releasing things and find out what's going on and tell us about stuff. That's where you can find us on Twitter and Instagram and where else?
TikTok.
Is that, that's everywhere, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think. Yeah. Yeah. And that's at SFF Romcast. I took a breath so I could say it properly then.
Yeah.
Yeah. One day we may have to rebrand and have a new name, but I don't know.
I will still call it that. No.
Yeah.
No, I like it. SFF.
SFF. That's it. Okay. Yeah. Join us.
We shall see you soon.